from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The people of Nevis go to the polls. Grenada blacklisted by the Financial Action Task Force for insufficient anti-money laundering reforms, but their finance minister bites back.
We have indicated to them the additional measures that we have taken. So what could be the problem since June to now?
And no agreement as the UN Racism Conference is extended by another day. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The people of Nevis have just under an hour before voting in elections to determine the island's administration comes to an end. 7,000 people registered to vote. Live from Nevis, we have Everard Herbert on the line. How has the voting gone?
The voting has gone historically heavy. It was always been predicted that it's going to be a big turnout today, and it has turned out to be exactly that.
When will we know the results?
We're estimating that we should know by midnight. Based on past experiences, it's going to start the count at about 8 o'clock, and it should take about 4 hours.
Everard, how does this contest relate to representation in the Federation Assembly of St. Kitts and Nevis?
It has absolutely no bearing. The ministers, or the representatives, rather, will remain.